May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives. Amen. Amen. You're invited to take a look at the insert that can be found in your worship folder. And you can see that tonight our scripture comes to us from Matthew 18. And it says this: Then Peter came and said to him, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wishes to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him, and he could not pay. His lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, Have patience with me. I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, he went out and came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii, and seizing him by the throat, said, Pay what you owe. Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, Have patience with me, and I will pay you. But he refused. And then he went and threw him into prison until he could pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, You wicked slave, I forgave you all of that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you have not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you? And in anger, his lord handed him over to be tortured until he should pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brothers or sisters from your heart. This is the gospel of our Lord. I begin with words of grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This week, we continue to look at the Lord's Prayer, as we've been doing every week. And this week's petition is, forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And depending on what type of church you might have grown up in, or what type of style of service, you might have heard other words here. For instance, forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors, or forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Either way, what this phrase is saying is, forgive us as we forgive others. I had recently shared a story about my growing up with our youth and family staff as we were looking at the word trespasses, because it's kind of interesting. We're looking at the Lord's Prayer every week here during our worship services, but our surge group, our confirmation students, are also diving into the Lord's Prayer at the same time. And so I was asked the question, how would I explain this topic of forgiveness and this specific petition of the Lord's Prayer to teens? Here's the story that I shared. In the dictionary, to trespass, it says this: an unlawful act committed by a person, committed on a person, property, or rights of another. When I was a teenager, a few friends of mine and I trespassed onto my pastor's property at 2 a.m. We decided it would be a good idea to do some decorating to his yard, as we took toilet paper and had bundles of it and threw it up into his many trees. We did a really great job, too. We ended up wrapping all of his bushes multiple times, better than any lighting decoration at Christmas. And then we decided to top it off by making sure that his roof and his house had plenty of toilet paper as well. Double ply, of course. We created art. And I was so proud of my mastery and work until that was his lights turned on and his front door opened and we got out of there quickly. As we were running, I noticed that I was no longer with my friends, and it was there that I heard Pastor Dan's voice saying, "Brian, I know you." And it was the tone of his voice that I was getting what he was saying. He wasn't saying, "Brian, I know you. You're Brian Wise, and I've caught you." He said, "Brian, I know you. I know you're better than this." And I stopped, and I'll get back to the story in a minute. "Forgive us our sins, our debts, our trespasses, as we forgive those who sin, have debts, or trespass against us." The other day at our staff meeting, we were looking at this, and it went from simple forms of forgiveness to really hard and difficult ways that we work with forgiveness. And the topic of forgiveness is not something that is short or just easy to talk about. What if there are people in my life whom I'm not ready to forgive? What if the wounds are still too fresh? What if I'm the one who needs forgiveness in a relationship and it will never be offered? What exactly are the rules to forgiveness? Can I just ask for it? Do I have to mean it? Whether it is a sin or a debt or a trespass, what I've realized is this phrase and petition can be very tricky for us to hear and pray for and understand. Part of me really wants to simplify this petition by saying this: maybe we are just praying for God to teach us how to forgive. Teach me, O God, to forgive others like you forgive me. But there's some difficulty with that, because when you read this phrase over and over again, what you can see it saying is that we are asking God to forgive us as we, or just like we, forgive others. Does that make forgiveness from God conditional on our ability to forgive others? Forgive me, God, like I forgive others. How does this even work? Forgive us our sins, debts, and trespasses as we forgive others. It is probably the most challenging petition yet in the Lord's Prayer. No offense to your kingdom come or provide us with this daily bread. Forgive us our sins and trespasses and debts seems to be very confusing. As we've been doing on most weeks, as we have been gathering, we've been looking at the words of Martin Luther, the way that he reflected on the Lord's Prayer in the Luther Small Catechism. And every week, Martin asks this: what does it mean? And so here's what he says, and I try to paraphrase this so it's in better English for us, but then also, just to want to give you a heads up, this reflection is a little bit longer. But here's what he says when it comes to this part of the Lord's Prayer. We pray this petition to God, that God would not look upon our sins or deny our prayers because of our sins, because we're not worthy of the things that we are praying for. We don't deserve them either. We don't deserve forgiveness. But what we are doing is we're asking God that God would grant to all of us grace. We sin daily. We deserve nothing but punishment. But may we still live our lives and live in the kingdom of God and forgive and offer forgiveness like this to others who sin against us. Once again, forgiveness is a very deep and complicated topic. So while we're looking at what others say about it, I think it's wise to look at what Jesus says here today from Matthew that we just read, where Peter asks Jesus, "If another person sins against me, how often should I forgive? 7 times? Jesus replies to him, "Not 7 times, but I tell you, 77 times. Jesus goes on to share this parable of a king who has some slaves where debts are owed, but the parable begins in a really special way that I think is worth highlighting. It says this, "For this reason," meaning the reason why we forgive again and again and again, "for this reason, it is like the kingdom of heaven should be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves." I want to stop right there and say, I feel like these words have great meaning. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God that we pray for in the Lord's Prayer, forgiveness, and the way that God works and wants our world to work, is like a king who wishes to settle all accounts. Meaning and the purpose of this story really matter, because we're about to see why forgiveness is so important for God and for us, why it is a cornerstone part of our faith. Slavery within the Bible was very different than what we've had here in America, where in the way that we understood it. So long story short, to be indebted to someone, to have a reason to owe them something, made you and your family as well a slave to that person until all debts were paid off. Once these debts were paid off, though, you were freed and forgiven. You could go on then with your life. You were forgiven of your debts, and then your status was restored. Life then would be returned. What I'm hearing here is a story about forgiveness, but it's also about a king and God stating one simple fact, that God's hope for our world is to be in the business of forgiveness and restoring all people to right relationships. From these very first words, this is what this parable is about. A king, or God, who wants to make people whole again. Forgiveness. Settling all accounts. What if our story just ended there? What if the whole point of this story, or moral of this story, is that our God is in the business of forgiveness of sins, debts, and trespasses, and wants to restore us from being slaves, which then allows us to be who we are truly called to be, freed and forgiven children of God, not debt keepers, but ones who let go and are free from all sins, debts, and trespasses. "Brian, I know you," Pastor Dan said. Again, he wasn't saying, "I've identified you and I know that it's you and I've caught you." He was saying, I know you and I know that you are better than this. I know that this is not who you are. That you wronged me, that I crossed a line. But you know what Pastor Dan did that night? Even though it was 2 a.m., he stayed with me and helped me clean up my mess. Together, we cleaned up his yard, and he didn't have to do that. Together, he didn't hold this against me, even though he could have. But he gave me a little glimpse of what the love of God and the forgiveness of God looks like that evening. And this is the way that our God works. To be in the business of forgiveness. I think that this is the point that Jesus is trying to prove in this reading. That even though it might be undeserved, like Martin Luther said, God would rather us bring someone into whole relationship again and free them from whatever is holding them captive than make them feel unworthy or less than human or like a slave. Free them Remind them of who they are, a loved and freed child of God. The challenge for us in living out forgiveness like this comes when we ask ourselves this question: what parts of this story, of this parable, are we going to remember? We can hear this story and think of others who have wronged us, the hurt and the betrayal that we might have felt by broken relationships. We can remember the times in our lives where we have been the victims of wrongdoings to us, and we can try to settle accounts the way that our world likes us to settle them. Or we can hear this story and remember that we belong to God. Not slaves to God, but we are all freed and forgiven. That God's grace and forgiveness as the example of the slaves in this story should be a backdrop for the way that we can live our lives. A call to be a child of God who is in the business of forgiveness and of freeing people from the things that hold them captive. That when we pray, forgive us our sins, debts, and trespasses as we forgive others, maybe this prayer is to remind us that God has always been in the business of forgiveness and freeing people. And maybe this prayer is a way of hearing Jesus say, I know you. I know that you can let go of these things too, because I know that you are a freed and loved child of God. It reminds us to practice this love of letting go and forgiving daily. Dear people of God, as we continue through these 40 days, I am relieved to hear that God does not see us as indebted slaves. But instead, God hopes that we will live fully into our identity as freed and loved children of God. Might we give life and freedom like it has been given to us? Might we share love like God has shared with us? Might we forgive one another as God has shown us a wonderful example and has forgiven us? Because this is the business of our God, to love us, forgive us in all things, and to settle all accounts in order to make us whole again. Thanks be to God. Amen.